Blog Talk Radio.
Black and blue, I crawled along the wreckage of what now is gone. Back to you to fight another day. I'll go.
Everybody starts on your critter ding and stands on the 2-1 show once again, our SmackDown rerun show and our preview show as we get ready for tonight's Raw. Let's do our SmackDown rerun show right now. Tonight, so we kicked off SmackDown with Dolph Ziggler. And he was the incoming champion. Kick off SmackDown, you know, that is where is the rerun incoming champion. He has the title for this beginning of the show. So, Ziggler took a look at Ziggler on stage, and Ziggler said, well, this title, the incoming title around his waist was right. It just was right. He said he's not one to hold a grudge against his boss, but it seems to him that he never had a rematch for the incoming title against that. Where he says he remembers that in the day, his survivor series being before being fired by the authority, now that he has a second chance. This means a lot to him. Last year, winning this title didn't just change his career, it changed his life. That meant so much to him, and now it's back where it belongs. Because that's why he's officially entering the Anaconda title ladder match with Mayu. It felt great for him to say, but he said he felt like something is still missing. It felt like someone's missing, that someone is someone who was staying with on the grand stage of them all and blow the roof off the place. That someone proved that. It's not how big you are, it's how big your heart is. And if someone has a movement and desire behind him, anything is possible, and you can become a champion as a crowning champion. Yes, yes, yes. So if you like what they're doing, when all of a sudden Matthew Ferris leaves a kid and he interrupts it. Dolph Ziggler, and he said that you know, he's not the person that was referring to, but he has something that belongs to him and something he wants, and if he wants charisma, like a Twitter page and a movie fellow. Sorry, Ziggler asked if he has charisma, or he has a good Twitter page and movie solo. Whereas if he's got Ziggler with a comedian, Ziggler doesn't get it. People like Ziggler, Harper, R2, Dan, or some play out of Juvenile Games, they want and take his championship, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he is the Intercontinental Champion. And Baron Honeywell, who Ziggler thinks he's challenging people to his WrestleMania matches, because my match and my Intercontinental Championship. He said, you have either two choices. You can get a private back, take a premier on conscious body. So Ziggler held the title up when I didn't put it in the ring. He stopped the mic. Luke Harper snuck up behind him and attacked him. So Harper stomped away from him for turning the bear who was in the ring. They approached the title, bear goes to pick it up, and Harper steps on it. Harper grabbed the other end, and they're both holding the title. Ziggler attacked them both from behind when they soon overrun the steel arm attack. With the Ambrose then, he came down to the ring, and Ambrose took Harper down before he was going to close line to bear down the ring. They then stopped with Harper, just left the ring. So Ziggler and Ambrose approached the Harper bear on the apron. Ziggler attacked Harper, and Ambrose attacked Bear. Our shoes snuck in and hit behind the ring post before rolling to the fifth step. So he crossed into the ring while they were fighting Harper and Ambrose and Baron and Ziggler, they were fighting on the other side. And Archer, who snuck in the ring, he grabbed the Intercontinental Championship. He left the ring and went underneath the ring. So Ziggler and Ambrose got in the ring, looked for the title, they were like, where's the title? Archer then came out, left his way on the other side of the ring, exiting to the back. Archer backstage, and she asked why he did the title, and Archer says, well, when he was in the Intercontinental Championship, starting at WrestleMania, he had to come up with a plan. If he has a title on his arm, then he doesn't have to come up a ladder. It's like when he eats when he's not hungry. When he's hungry, he doesn't have to eat. Right now, I'm asking him, well, the title's going to be hung above the ring at WrestleMania. And he says, you have to give it up for the match. Sorry, saying that she didn't still have to give it up for the match, and Archer says, I need to get the soul in this. He tried to give it to Renee, and Renee was like, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I don't want it. And so he said, well, where is Gene Ambrose? And she said, it's Dean Ambrose. He said, I don't care what they're going to do. Which way is he? But I don't know. And then he walked off. That was hilarious, I thought. Alright, so then our first match of the night on SmackDown was Los Angeles versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. They should appreciate from was Tyson, Cesaro, and Natalya. And Kidd said, we're looking at this as Tyson WWE, and Cesaro said they're the most talented hardworking individuals in the WWE. Kidd said everyone wants to see them at the WrestleMania. Sorry, if anyone wants to lose at WrestleMania, so it's for the tag team titles, they'll have to earn back. You know how they use the fact thing. Anyway, you know, since Kid's done that chance, Diego and Fernando soon tagged in. They took Kid down, but Cesaro was soon tagged in. Fernando caught Cesaro with the flying first round before tagging Diego. Diego took him down with Cesaro, who became a fifth war, right? Before kissing him with the double stomp. The Cesaro played Chinlock Fidigo, fought him, and elbowed him in the face. Fernando, but Fidigo got him out of the ring. Cesaro tried to something tighten with Fernando, but he kicked away. He then pulled Fernando off the apron. Cesaro went on to put his feet on the ropes. It was really a threat for you to see Cesaro cheating. Cesaro took Fidigo down before pulling El Torito into the ring. El Torito twerked. Yeah, he twerked. Before Natalya pulled his feet. So then Cesaro executed the Cesaro swing, kid shot kicked him in the head, which was one of their like most epic moves together. The tag team is really effective. It's really incredible. And then after that, Cesaro pinned Diego and got the win. Cesaro defeated him close to my Cesaro and technically their tag champion defeated both Thunderous. So then we went backstage. Kane was in his office with him. The show came in and said Kane owed him an apology. The show reminded him that he knew Randy Orton would have stuff wrong when on Monday. Kane said, well, I was one about Orton, but I am not apologizing for anything. In any event, Big Show wants to let him know that not only is he entering the Andre the Giant memorial by Raw, he's also going to win his Big Show pocket. He said, after he was our new head of the Ugly Giant and put his more aesthetically pleasing face on it, then it'll be the Big Show Memorial Trophy. Kane then said, Big Show, you're definitely not Andre the Giant, but I'm also entering the Andre the Giant Memorial by Raw, and I just said, I'm losing. That Big Show said, well, who will show up? Will it be the devil's favorite demon or the spokesman at the woman's, sorry, the man's warehouse? And I came to him, he needs to grab a ringside seat for my match against Ryback. And then, you know, if you've seen the men's warehouse commercials, their catchphrase is, and he said it, he said, you're going to like the way I look. I can't see it. We then had Ryback versus Kane, but before that, they showed, the main event of, like, on Raw, Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, and then the Authority being taken out by Reigns, excluding Randy Orton. They then showed a television tape for the match, Ryback versus Kane, so the Baron and Kane kicking before the hands of the ropes, Ryback does the clothesline, he gets a shoulder block, Ryback goes to the second rope, but he jumps into his uppercut, Kane stumped him, against the ropes before giving him an uppercut in the corner. Kane hits air back elbows, forcing him to get off the corner for a clothesline. Kane covered for one count. Kane tossed him back before headbutting him. Kane sent him to the ropes. The Ryback came back with a neckbreaker. Kane got to his feet and charged him. The Ryback counter with the other side. Three points. Ryback goes to the second rope and splashed him. Ryback then planted him with the climb up. He's still setting up in the corner, but he shook out of the air from distracting. Ryback does an attack for Kane. Kane goes face to face with Big Show. Big Show got off the apron and told him to pay attention to Ryback. Ryback then took Kane out and leaked the clothesline for the win. Ryback defeating Kane. So, and Big Show got an apron and Ryback knocked him off. You know, Big Show got an apron again. Big Show kind of caused the distraction for Kane to lose. Ryback knocked him off. Kane got out of the ring frustrated, but Big Show said he was just trying to set up the victory for him. So Kane looked at the trophy before grabbing the microphone and said, Ryback said right there, he has a match against the Big Show right now. Big Show didn't seem happy about it. So then we had Kane for free. Big Show versus Ryback. Big Show and Kane were still arguing at ringside. Big Show didn't get a Ryback. Ryback stand up, attacked. Big Show is out of the ring. So Big Show fought him off for punching down the corner. Big Show even before saying him hard to get off the corner. Big Show then clotheslined him down. Big Show shot at the crowd before body slamming Ryback. Big Show body slammed him the second time, pressure on the crowd some more. They allowed him to win him. Big Show punched him. Fifth one, pressing him to the opposite side. Big Show was going for a splash for Ryback. Side stepped in Ryback, hit some shoulder thrust, but the referee made him back up. Ryback jumped up the second one, but Big Show caught him by the throat. Ryback fought out before hitting him with a side muster. King on the apron, Ryback brought him. In the ring, the hard way, Ryback took away at Big Show for getting a meet of quote because Kane got in the ring. Abram tried to interfere in the match. Ryback then ran into a knockout punch with Big Show for the win. Big Show with defeating Ryback. I will have the tables in turn. Big Show came in a victory. Kane did. Big Show and Kane angrily caught the ringside for walking off. Then we went to Bray Wyatt backstage. And why is this? I'm going to take this through to see if you answer my reckoning. And let me ask you, because I don't think something I think you can relate to. There's Monday Night Raw. I will unleash its spirit because not even you can outrun your own fate. Rise, dead man, rise, as it was the urn, unto the legendary urn. So it comes. So what's going to happen on tonight's Raw? We'll get into that with that 500 preview later on in the show. Okay. In the show, you know what happened with Seth Rollins and Jon Stewart on Raw last Monday. He doesn't have to develop and he's already in the ring. Nikki Bella says, everyone has been talking about the get hashtag Indy with a chance. Hashtag Indy with a chance from us, which they should be. And she said, I want to make something clear. It's not give AJ a chance, it's give Z with a chance. That's exactly what they've been doing while AJ was on vacation. Bella says, well, we've been giving every diva a chance, but they can't live up to the fellow standards, their high standards. She said that's why Nikki is still the fearless diva champion. It's also why they are the stars of Total Divas. Nikki says that's why they refuse to let any diva come save the day. She says, I want everyone to listen to her carefully. There's only one voice in the diva division, and that's the voice from the top. And Bree says, hey, she, come on here, put your frenemy, whatever you want to call it, Paige, because they want to give her a chance. We then had AJ Lee taking off Bree Bella. Paige made her way to the ring as he came in from Bree. So here we go. Bella ring is stuck at the ring. They locked up, and Bree quickly took her down. AJ skipped around the ring before they locked up again. Bree caught her to the corner, sent her off the center for the turnaround. AJ quickly caught her with the knees to face her in an arm drag. AJ applied an arm bar, then Bree fought off. AJ turned this to a hand lock, and Bree up and out. Bree hit the low, so AJ took it out with the back elbow. AJ put under the bottom of the foot, the feet. AJ then came up the top with the cross body block for a two count. Bree quickly elbowed her in the face, trying to move the jump for a two count. Bree sent the back off her head. Off the mat a few times for a two count. Bree sent her into the low, and pulled on her for a two count. Bree locked her in down the stretch, but AJ fought off. Bree quickly took it back down for striking. Smirking. Bree hit the ropes and hit a low jump into the ring for another two count. Bree sent him to the corner a few times for after catch to Paige. AJ quickly pulled her into the turnbuckle and rolled her up and Bree kicked out. Bree then hit the clothesline for a near fall. Bree then applied a chin lock. AJ fought off and elbowed out for Bree DDT. Bree smiled for a hell man for another near fall. Bree couldn't believe it. She covered again, but AJ kicked out. Bree sent him to the ropes and elbowed her. Bree then talked to him and trash to Paige for covering AJ for a near fall. Bree angrily yelled at the referee. Bree has nightmares for taunting the crowd. Bree then hit a rolling neck snapper for another near fall. Bree reapplied the chin lock. AJ fought her way back up again. AJ caught up and hit the ropes. Bree kneed her in the midsection. Threw the foot of her right knee to the face and connected with Bree. He went to the second one for Mr. Duncan. AJ sidestepped her. Referee was coming down, but they both fell up to their feet. AJ hit a loud arm press and punched the waiter. AJ hit a running elbow for a slash in the corner. AJ then headed to the neck breaker. AJ kicked him in the section. AJ was really coming back to this point and jumped kicked her out of the ring. AJ approached him and Bree quickly backed away. AJ quickly got over there and had her even title up. All four had a standoff before AJ threw Bree in the ring. AJ does a close on and applied a Black Widow. Nikki tried to interfere, but Paige suspiciously pulled Nikki out of the ring apron. Took a minute. Bree was not trying to tap, but Bree eventually tapped out for AJ Lee to get her big win back on WWE television in action and month. So AJ Lee defeated Bella. Sorry, AJ Lee defeated Bree Bella. But yeah, the Bella talked to Frank was very displeased with AJ and Paige celebrating in the ring. Alrighty then, we went to Renee Young. She's back to Danny Bryan. Renee says, it's not like Dolph Ziggler was talking about you earlier tonight. Friends of the Intercontinental Championship is very exciting right now. It'll be high above the ring and multi-personal ladder match. Ziggler's right. It might do the show, but tonight he can't wait to see who ends up with the championship belt. They talked about Lance Blaze being the newest inductee into the Derby Hall of Fame class 2015. Producer, congratulations. On the first diva inducted this year, so congratulations. All right, the New Day is in the ring. They're going to be competing against Philly and missed out. And he missed out. Missed his way to the ring with the Memphis League, and they showed this iconic Niagara commercial. Anyways, soon on, we had Big E and Kofi Kingston at New Day with Xavier Woods. Big E and Kofi are playing the New Day versus the Miz, and then he missed out. The Miz started the match off against Kofi Kingston. He lost at the Miz upon it. That headlock, Kingston whipped him off of the Miz, started walking down. Miz hit the ropes, Kingston hit him with the back elbow. Kingston hit an armbar into a cover for a two count. Kingston applied an armbar. The Miz got to the ropes. Miz kicked him in the knee and hit a nasty knee. He went to the DDT, Jerry Lawler, Joe Porter, about trying to hack a rep, but it got something thrown at his neck. Miz quickly kicked Kingston in the face and talked trash to Miz. Kingston took Miz down and Miz down, blind packed in. Miz down hit a pair of slow lines, he brought in the reality check. Miz down kicked up and removed his sunglasses, doing the Miz's impression, acting like the Miz's Sun Devil. Which is awesome. So Tyson Kidd and Cesaro was watching my stage to me like, oh yeah. Miz Dallas went for a 54 leg line, but Kingston kicked him away. Miz Dallas quickly took him down, but Miz blind tacked in and berated him. Miz lay down the stage with Miz threatening to end him. Miz made him sit at ringside with his back to the ring. But he tacked in while Miz wasn't looking the New Day. Then hit the ninth hour on Miz for the win the New Day. And Kofi Kingston defeating the Miz City Miz Dallas. It's been that Miz Dallas asked where he was, as the media celebrated in the ring. He then had an interview with Mr. Roman Reigns. So, it showed, Paul Heyman's promo from Raw, and Brock Lesnar's kind of discussion at WWE. And they showed, like I said, an interview with Roman Reigns for Earl Saxon. Saxon asked for a time off Paul Heyman's promo. Heyman has made a living out of running his last line. Heyman did tell the truth on one thing, I think Brock Lesnar was hurt on WrestleMania, that I couldn't agree more. Everyone who was stuck in the ring with him has been taken out with what he did at Untick and John Cena. Reigns and OTO is still paying to get hurt, but he'll take everything Lesnar to the show. He says when Lesnar gives him everything he has, he'll stand up and punch him in the face, then he'll cut him in half with the Spear on the WWE or the World Championship. Whether or not Lesnar or Heyman wants to, they will believe that. He then had Jeff Parker versus Rusev. The bell rang and Rusev immediately kicked him before throwing him out of the ring. Sorry, for throwing him out of the ring. So I could close on him down before throwing him out of the ring. Rusev felt kind of a with frustration. He worked out the break to beat Rusev. He sparked in the mid for a job, kicking him down for a few times. Rusev screamed in frustration before stomping away at him. Rusev stood him, sat him up, and started kicking him beside Rusev, tucked away at him before applying a chin block. Rusev hooded for a while, but Sparker eventually caught up. Rusev took him down and kicked him. Swagger reversed with the corner for knee him and the Miz touching Swagger. Then close on him, Swagger was done for Swagger on, but he caught Rusev with his patient luck as he tried to counter Rusev quickly after the bout with Swagger, then knocked him out of the ring. Swagger threw him to the barricade for rolling into the ring. Rusev quickly convinced the first kick, Rusev stumped the spine for applying the accolade, but he won Rusev defeating Swagger. Rusev always winning. When is he going to get beat? When is he going to not have that mistake streak? So, and Rusev and Lana celebrating the ring at the flag of the Russian Federation or photo of the ring. First, Axel pit on a tiny trial, and Axel told them not to change the channel because Axel made us run a while. Axel did it like a Hulk Hogan pose. Axel says, Rusev, you still don't have an opponent for WrestleMania, and I'm undefeated. He says, you don't have an opponent for WrestleMania, and you're undefeated. He said, I'm undefeated, and we're working for the past 39 days. Often imitated, but never eliminated, dude. He says, I'm coming after Rusev on Raw this Monday. He said, when he pins him, he'll be coming at the United States Championship at WrestleMania. Axel says, what you going to do when WrestleMania run wild on you? And he tried to tear his shirt off. By Paul Bowman. We then had a tag match. But before that, Cameron was seen backstage. And Cameron says, well, there's been a lot of talk about hashtag AD with a chance. And it's about damn time they give her a chance. So Marina came up and said, well, it'll be her time. Dave Marina walked in and said, as long as she's around, they'll have no chance. So, interesting. Three total divas. Summary was a former total diva. Two total divas killed and former total diva. After total diva co-host. And it's good words. Hashtag give you the chance. see you get the chance this Monday on Raw, which is tonight. All right. Archie was on commentary for his next match, and he had the Intercontinental Championship. He was the one that defended this part. So we had that. We had Luke Harper versus Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose for the main event. So we started the match with Luke Harper. It took the ring. Ziggler was going for a takedown, but Harper rather than it. He did the gator rolls. Ziggler got out in the fight. Chandler took it on. Harper took him down the side headlock. Ziggler lifted him off, but Harper took him down the shoulder block. Harper hits the ropes. Ziggler sharp and big he was Harper held him up. Ziggler kind of hit a rope attempt, but Harper doesn't go down. Ziggler does it. Pulls on the kid. Ziggler takes the ball. Ziggler was going to get the DDT again, but Harper threw him off. And a bear stands line tagged in. Bear and Harper sit each other. Dean Ambrose tagged in and took Bear down with the right cross body. Ambrose punched away to him before sliding him down the corner. Ambrose went his forearm in his face for chops and chips. Ambrose punched him before sending him to the corner for a random forearm. Ambrose then thanked Ziggler with a bulldog. Ambrose went to the top rope. Dropped an elbow on the standing opponent for and while they were in my Harper out of the ring now. Sorry, Ambrose then both find the Baird out of the ring. Ambrose and Ziggler serve each other. Come consistently as you want as much as you can from the break. See Ambrose trapped in a Baird chill on Ambrose spot out. Ambrose hits the ropes with his Baird, elbowed him in the face. Harper tagged in and he dropped an elbow for a two count. Harper executed a gator roll for a suplex and came for a two count. Harper applied a chill on Ambrose got out with a jawbreaker. Ambrose punched and chopped him. Harper bought the sign him down for a two count. Bear attacked him. He stomped him. Bear signed him off turnbuckle before stopping him. Bear sent him to the opposite corner, but he ran into an elbow. Harper then hit a, Ambrose then hit a tornado DDT. Ziggler and Harper were tagged in. Ziggler hit a close on the first slash in the corner and hit him with a neck breaker. Ziggler attacked the crowd, going for an elbow on Harper for a two count. Harper outside of the table. He goes for the Google Ziggler does that. Ziggler then planning with his big DDT for near fall. Ziggler kicked him and scored for a famous game, but Harper got in position for a powerbomb. Ziggler counter and takes a buster. Ziggler hits the rope, but Harper counter with a spinning side slam. Ambrose broke a few pinfall. Bear ran and kicked Ambrose, but Ambrose rebounded off the ropes like he always does with a clothesline. And Bear put him into the barricade. Harper was going for a distance fall down, but Ziggler super kicked him. Awesome super kick, and then hit the zigzag for the win. Now, Ziggler and Dean Ambrose pick up the victory on SmackDown, beating Nick Nashon, Matt Hunter, and Luke Harper. So after the match, Matt Hunter said, immediately picked Ziggler out with a bullhammer. Bear then gave Ambrose a bullhammer. Bear pointed to Archer to the end that he did the counterback. Archer was going to give it back, but Ambrose took Bear out. Suicide out of Archer, then walked off with the IC title. Harper stood in front of him and stopped him. On leaving the ringside area, Archie put on the floor, but he wound up kicking him in the face. Archie walked off, and Daniel Bryan threw the kid. And he came out. As the crowd started chanting, yes, Daniel Bryan was going to the crowd on the city of camp. Bryan and Archie said to each other, Archie happily offered the IC title, and Bryan took it. Archie said that the yes chant was kicked off the back. Bryan then did a yes chant again with the IC title in his hand. Was started to attack Bryan from behind, but it took the Intercontinental Championship and climbed the ladder to the crowd chanting Kofi. So now Stardust is in possession of the Intercontinental Championship. Crazy. Chicken hands, who's going to be the next person to hold it? But Stardust currently has it right now. So you push matches off again. The WWE Champions Championship was our defeated Los Angeles in the 9th title match. They defeated Kane. Big Show defeated Ryback. AJ Lee defeated Greg Bella, The New Day, Biggie and Kofi Kingston defeated The Miz and Kenny Mizdow, Rusev defeated United Champion, Rusev defeated Jack Swagger in a knockout match, and Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose defeated Batty Stairs, Intercontinental Champion Batty Stairs, and Luke Harper. And that is your right now, now it's time for our Raw preview show.
You are now tuned in to the world's greatest. Night is the night. When we step in the place, and you can feel the rock lightning.
Hey guys, what's your name? Creator Daniel fans, welcome to Raw Preview Show from March 9, 2015, which is ranked at a 5-point preview courtesy of WWE.com. Now comes in with the Undertaker's silence on a road to WrestleMania. Bray Wyatt is about to make his boldest statement yet, vowing to bring what appears to be the Undertaker's arm to Raw and unleash his fear. But the new face of fear finally got a response from the Dead Man 3 weeks before the show shows. As WWE World Heavyweight Champion Brock Lesnar returns to Raw with the face of his set to perform in his hometown of Pittsburgh. What else awaits under the flagship show? WWE.com has a few ideas. I hope Brock Lesnar did with Roman Reigns. But 3 weeks away from WrestleMania, Roman Reigns is as confident as ever that he'll conquer Brock Lesnar and become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion at the show of shows. Yet, the Paul Heyman verbally eviscerated. There we go. The big dog last night, Reigns might be facing a physical question this time around. Sources have confirmed that the Beacon Clinic will be appearing live on Raw, emanating from Pittsburgh's Consol Energy Center. Will we witness an altercation between Reigns and the WWE World Champion Monday night? If so, who will be standing tall after it's all over? What is Bray Wyatt claiming for the Undertaker? Is it desperation or calculation, eager to get a response from the Undertaker and fake his desire for a WrestleMania clash with the Dead Man? Bray Wyatt has taken possession of an all-too-familiar urn and bowed on SmackDown to unleash his fear on Raw. Whether that means exactly remains to be seen. The Undertaker's urn has long been regarded as a source of the Dead Man's power, and if Wyatt does indeed have some serious artifact in his clutches, the female might have no choice but to re-emerge from oblivion and battle the Eater of Wars on the grand stage of them all. Then the entire WWE Universe will be watching on Raw's Wyatt demonstrates why he has become the new face of fear. Where Rusev accepts, really? Is Curtis Axel call out United Champion Rusev on SmackDown? Are we actually going to see Axel take on the super athlete on Raw? That's seemingly entirely to the super athlete, but should Axel somehow defeat Rusev? Pulling out one of the biggest upsets in WWE history, did he see the better than perfect survive for Rusev's U.S. Championship at WrestleMania? This would give Axel a tough opportunity to shine on the grand stage of them all, since Axel's already confirmed for this year's challenge for the Jungle Warriors by Raw. Rusev agreed to battle Axel, giving the ambitious and arguably delusional leader of the Axelmania movement a chance to make history. Will John Cena get a WrestleMania match? As Curtis Axel pursues the United Champion Rusev, so too does John Cena, who has twice been refused a rematch with his super athlete at WrestleMania. Now with the authority denying the C-Nation leader and matchup is choosing, even shared down his budget and himself, and the Andre the Giant Warrior by the Raw, it seems as though Cena might have to be competing on the grandest stage of them all this year. That is, however, unless Cena can somehow convince Rusev to agree to a U.S. title rematch, as the show shows what power of persuasion would a 50-time champion employ to change the super athlete's mind. How would Triple H assert control over WWE? Last week, sensing that 5-time WCW champion Booker T might be a thing for the WWE COO, Triple H mercifully fired the WWE Hall of Famer now, but looking on as Booker selected his belongings at ringside, it took a painful final walk to the interest wrap. Of course, to get him, excuse me, the game, they revealed that he was only kidding, so no harm done, right? And in an exclusive interview with WWE.com, Triple H revealed to Michael Cole that his conflict with Cena is all about power, and that the lead up to WrestleMania is necessary at times to remind everyone, broadcasters, and other employees included, who is truly in charge of WWE. How will these cerebral assassins demonstrate his power this week? Will it involve setting the difference between Randy Orton and the rest of his authority associates? Will more WWE employees suffer the COO's wrath temporarily or otherwise? Going to Raw tonight at 8 p.m. live on USA Network, and don't miss the Raw Pre-Show live at 7 p.m. tonight only on WWE Network. And here's more information on Guest Star with Colivia with Pittsburgh's own Wiz Khalifa will appear live on Raw when the WWE flagship show emanates from the Sioux City tonight at 8 p.m. Central on USA Network. Khalifa is set to perform mainly for this, including a company official contract at Fury 7, which stars Dwayne, The Rock, Johnson, Vin Diesel, and Jason Statham. He has two new exclusive tracks on the Fury 7, an original motion picture soundtrack, including See You Again featuring Charlie Puth and Go Hard, Go Home, Gia Zelia. The sound check will be available March 17th. Keep it goes down the list during the WWE Heroes tonight, only on USA Network. So again, the Otis Rock Night Live at 8 p.m. on USA Network, and the Rock Free Show beginning at 7:30 p.m. live on WWE Network. We'll be live tuning everything beginning at 7:30 p.m. at Darren Young Fans. Thank you so much for joining me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to send everybody off Darren Young. You can catch this past weekend's live event, so you can check out those results at Darren Young Fans. And he was on Raw, and he was also on Superstars, so you can check out those results as well on the Darren Young Fans event right now. And again, don't miss Raw tonight, 8 p.m. live on USA Network, and the Raw Free Show live at 7 p.m. on Darren Network. Again, check out the website right now, www.darrenyoungfans.net, and next, ladies and gentlemen, listening to ladies all, Darren Young. Follow us on Twitter, Darren Young Fans. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DarrenYoungFans. Follow us on Twitter, which is dedicated to our photo gallery at DYS Photos. Follow Darren on Twitter, Darren WWE. Follow Darren on Instagram at FREDARREN. Again, this comes at FREDARREN. Podcast on iTunes. You should go to Darren Fans and right now scroll down to the bottom page. Click the link, boom, so simple that you'll be able to see an episode Mondays through Fridays. Just awesome. So thank you so much in advance for subscribing for free on iTunes. And for listening on BuzzRadar.com, the BuzzRadar.com is awesome, a terrible platform to have this show. Again, thank you so much for joining me on the Raw Preview Show from March 9, 2015. Don't miss our Raw Rewatch Show tomorrow. And again, that was Raw Tonight Live at 8 p.m. on USA Network. And the Raw Pre-Show Live at 7:30 p.m. on WWE Network. Again, we'll be live tuning everything beginning at 7:30 p.m. on Darren Young Fans on Twitter. So don't miss it. A great night ahead. After we have Wiz Khalifa, guest starring in Roman on Raw, Brock Lesnar appearing, and so much more. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining me. Have a fabulous night and enjoy